Zone. I am Steve Gruber. I'm America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. So glad you're here. And three big things to talk about this coming hour. Number three, Paul McCartney says, don't blame me. It was John's fault the Beatles broke up. That revelation coming during a brand new interview. Number two, Ben and Jerry, the two capitalist ice cream titans who embrace socialism, caught by a Cub reporter who asked a couple of honest questions that they are just snake bitten by. And number one, the Democrats now fleeing from President Joe Biden. We're hearing more and more of them telling the truth about how bad this administration really is. Failures in Afghanistan, at the border, with the economy, and the pandemic, too, have left them all wondering, who the hell's in charge of this mess anyway, right? In Pennsylvania, it seems they forgot there's always somebody rolling tape, so when state representatives and state senators were all on the line talking with other Democrat operatives, the soul cleansing honestly was captured for all to hear, luckily including you and I. You get to hear it all too, all of it, as they get down to business, cleaning house, talking about the failures of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democrat agenda in general. It happened in the past few days, and it seems like they don't like Kamala Harris at all, just like we've learned, but listen to what they're saying about Kamala Harris.
She has done terrible things to people as a prosecutor. Horrible planting evidence, people in jail for weeks.
She has some crappy history, and I don't see anything that she's doing or saying that's impressing me.
She's not doing or saying anything that impresses me. You know, I say that, but I'm not a Democrat. These are a collection of voices from the Democrats. All right? Let me give you an idea of something that happened yesterday of how bad things are. The Daily Presidential Tracking Poll came out from Rasmussen. Joe Biden has a bigger hole today than he has at any time recently. Those that approve of his performance in office, 41%. Those that disapprove, 58%. I keep track of the Rasmussen poll because it was one of the most accurate, if not the most accurate, during the 2020 election cycle. Trafalgar and Rasmussen. On Friday, Trafalgar put out a poll putting the president minus 16. This one, minus 17. The average now, ugly. The average now is ugly. Disapproval at 53%, approval at just 43%, underwater in a way he has never been, by far his highest disapproval rating, and by far his highest, lowest, that is, approval rating. Joe Biden's in real trouble here. Nothing's going to be changing anytime soon. Nothing's going to be changing anytime soon. And by the way, those same Keystone Democrats don't seem to think Joe Biden is any better, like the rest of the nation. In fact, they say enough of the time that he has to get rid of the same lame excuses because he's always blaming COVID. Listen to this.
I haven't seen, you know, what was promised. I just think it's bad.
I'm really tired of the, you know, COVID excuse for everything, it seems like right now. And so I think it's kind of more of the same, you know, overpromise and underdeliver in politics in general.
Overpromise, underdeliver. Politics in general, no, not really. This is an exceptional case. Never in my lifetime or yours have you seen a president go from being at plus 58%, plus 60%, to plus 41, 40, 39, 38 last week from Quinnipiac. Not in 9 months' time have you seen that happen before. A complete reversal of fortune. Because of the failed policies, the failure of leadership that is consistently in front of everybody now. The main news networks can't hide it anymore. They can't keep him hidden anymore. And this whole fake White House backdrop thing. Joe Biden comes out and sits in front of windows that are just a mock-up. They're a set where the rose gardens are in full bloom outside, and it's all BS. By the way, those same Democrats scared about the cost of everything. They know inflation is a big problem for the left and for all of them. Listen.
But I would like inflation to be like a little more controlled, okay? Because everything's like doubled in price in the last year. And it's, in my opinion, going in the opposite direction than we were, quote unquote, promised.
Inflation is being a problem. Bought a case of water, used to be $5, now it's $7 and something. It's hitting pockets, my pockets.
Yeah. Less money in everybody's pocket, in my pocket. Everything's more expensive. They know this. Let me tell you what's going to happen. If we continue on this track, and I see no way that we're coming off from it, right? Because the Democrats continue to leave open borders for the rest of us to deal with the aftermath and the mess. Open borders, 80,000 Haitians marching north as we speak. Maybe as many as 400,000 will come into the country in the month of October. 400,000. That's 2.5 million people annually, if you did that every month. 2.5 million people annually just walking into the country and saying, hey, I'm moving to your neighborhood and you owe me. No. No, I don't owe you anything. The point of the matter is these policies are terrible. It's terrible governance, and there is no indication whatsoever that the policies will change when it comes to the economy, to the border, to the pandemic, to the things that have really turned people off. Afghanistan was the grenade that went off with the polling. It was the whistle, the warning, the red flag. This guy is not competent. Now, we knew that. Those of us that have watched and paid attention and actually tried to vet the man for the office, we knew he wasn't competent. And he is not competent today. There is not anything that anyone can point to say, well, he's competent in this column. No, there's no column to pick. He's done exactly one free-form press conference since he took office. Everything else is scripted. Everything else is about calling on the names on the list, or he gets in trouble. He gets yelled at. One press conference. That in itself demonstrates his inability to do the job. If you can't think on your feet, if you can't think on your feet and react to fast-moving events, you can't do the job. Again, I go back to the most frightening scenario of all. That is, what if the phone does ring at 3 in the morning? Mr. President, hey, man, where are my teeth? You know, that kind of crap, trying to get him awake in a window of urgency, and hustling him down to the Situation Room because something bad has happened in the world. America is under attack. One of our allies is under attack, say Taiwan or Ukraine. They seem to come to mind quite readily. And the president has to react in a timely fashion. He's not capable. He's not up for the job. And good Lord, the vice president appears worse. Appears worse. She was selected not because of her ability or her skills. She was selected because of the color of her skin. Period. There, I said it. As you all know. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. I'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com.
GruberForHillsdale.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.